AircheckDownloads.com.
The Weekly Top 40.
Well, it may not be long before you, that's right, you could get a chance to see John Lennon's actual guitar, his original song compositions, and his own personal artwork. Yoko Ono is very pleased with the turnout for her Give Peace a Chance exhibit in Chicago, and she's planning to take it on the road. Here is John Lennon and Nobody Told Me, number 11.
The ball.
John Lennon, Nobody Told Me. It slips 2 to number 11 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown this week, and we are on our way to the top 10 songs in all the land. And if you're driving around listening to the countdown right now, here's a little traffic report for you.
Traffic is as I see it at 10-4, 10-8, at 10-20, at 10-2. Put all the wagons in a circle, women and children first, member FDIC. If rash develops, discontinue use. And remember, if you're going to drive, take the car.
The Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
Well, you found us, and we're coming your way from Hollywood. Yes, where underneath all of this tinsel is more tinsel. And we're on great radio stations like Central Florida's Y106, 93 FM in Houston, and Z100 in New York. Great to have you right there. The group at number 10 just loves to do weird videos. Here's Duran Duran and New Moon on Monday.
Shake up the picture.
Duran Duran with New Moon on Monday. It stays at number 10 for the second week in a row on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. This is Rick Dees, Coast to Coast. And does the Pointer Sisters' new song sound a little different to you? Well, the reason is that for the very first time, Ruth Pointer is singing lead instead of the other sisters. And they actually, I understand, slowed her voice down to sound a little bit like Stevie Wonder. If you listen carefully here, with her sisters June and Anita, here is Ruth Pointer and Automatic, number 9.
Look what you done to me.
The way to control it.
Oh, get it, Ricky.
I'm getting it.
Get it, Ricky, baby.
Totally automatic. And what is that feeling?
It's the ultimate.
Mm-hmm. Pointer Sisters up 3 to number 9 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Coming up next, the man just voted Entertainer of the Year.
The Weekly Top 40. The hottest hits in the USA.
Oh, yeah. These are the hottest hits around. We're into the top 10 right now, and as if this guy hasn't won enough awards, he just recently got, just a few days ago, the People's Choice Award for Best Entertainer of the Year. So that's just about a clean sweep from Michael Jackson this year, and he's just as hot as ever. Right now, he has number 8 with Thriller.
The Thriller.
Hello, this is Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. Wake up, wake up. Wherever you are.
Right. Thriller, Michael Jackson slips 4 to number 8 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. And how did Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart come up with song number 7? Well, it seems they were having a row, which is, of course, British for a little fight, you know. And tape of the fight that we have right there. Dave just started fiddling with the keyboard, and a melody emerged in between the fight and the keyboard, and then Annie began singing the words as if they were already written. She pasted sideburns on so she would look like Elvis Presley. She dyed her hair blue-black. They continued fighting, and this song was born. Rhythmics, and here comes the rain again. It's up a spot to number 7 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Up next, it's the rock star who's having trouble with his spelling. And, oh, for me, there's the telephone on the Weekly Top 40 here. Let me get that yellow.
Goodbye to you, every evening.
John Revolting.
Bright tailed and bushy eyed. John Revolting. Just another weed in the sidewalk of life.
Excuse me, you're catching on, John. I'm sorry.
Well, oh, is that what it was? You sounded like a relative of mine.
What's going on in your life here, John?
Well, I had a great night out yesterday, and I had to tell you about it.
Well, please do.
Okay, I was out with my girlfriend, and I asked, she went and told me what I could do to make her really happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to join the army.
Well, have you ever wondered why Huey Lewis and the News are calling their new album Sports? Well, Huey says, and this is quoting Huey now, it's because we couldn't spell weather.
Oh.
You know, like news, weather, and sports. Mm. Here's Huey in the News, and I Want a New Drug. It's number six.
I want a new drug.
I want a new drug. Huey Lewis in the News from Oakland, California. And just to clear things up, Huey says he wants everyone just to get high on love. And that's what that song is about. Right, Huey?
Yeah.
All right. Up one to number six, by the way, on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. We are getting very close to the number one song in the land, so just hang on where you are. We're going to be right back with a rock idol who's claiming that he's changed the face of music. But do this, please do this. Go and get yourself a pencil, because also coming up is a repeat of the weekly Top 40 Challenge, and you have a great chance at a great prize.
Mr. T, pity the fool who don't listen to the weekly Top 40 Countdown.
Right,
pity
right.
The fool.
Easy.
And smash him upside the face.
Fine, T, fine. That's all right. David Lee Roth of Van Halen is claiming that he has personally changed the face of rock music. And he backs up his claim by stating that half the musicians try to copy his group, and the other half are so repulsed by them, they go off in a completely opposite direction. Here's Van Halen and Jump at number five. Jump. All right, Van Halen with a former number one song. It stays at number five now for the second week in a row on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. At number four, it's the lady who claims that she got into music mainly to meet her idol, Mick Jagger. And it looks as though her dream may soon come true when Nina gets to meet Mick Jagger. Here she is with the former number one song, 99 Luff Balloons. Nina. And 99 Luff Balloons, they slipped two to number four on the countdown this week. All right, now we told you the weekly Top 40 Challenge question would be repeated, and we ain't gonna lie to you. This is it. We have a state-of-the-art Sanyo FM-AM stereo cassette player just for you if you get it right. And you're the one we choose, so listen carefully. Now, to get this incredible prize, all you do is identify the artist and title of a song. And we're gonna play a little bit of the beginning of a song. That's your hint. It's the beginning of a song. And it's very easy if you just listen carefully. Now, here it is. All right. I know you can get that. Write your answer down on a postcard along with your phone number. That's important. Send it to yours truly, Rick Dees, Box 196, Hollywood, California. It's in care of the Weekly Top 40 Challenge. And what we do is we pick a winner at random from all the correct entries received by this Friday. So hurry. Please. Please, I feel like you're going to get it this week. Contest is sponsored by Dees Creations, which is a company that makes no money at all, believe me. If you have any questions at all, like the address or anything else, please feel free to call the radio station. Coming up, we have the man who's been called the Macho Michael Jackson. Plus, we have the number one song in all the land. Stay right there.
The Weekly Top 40, Rick Dees, counting them down.
Oh, we're getting close to the number one song in all the land. And right now we stop off at number three for one of the hottest motion pictures around, about a town that outlaws dancing of all things. Here's Kenny Loggins with Footloose.
Everybody
got Footloose. Oh, wow. Yeah, Kenny Loggins and Footloose. And that jumps three to number three on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. This is your friend Rick Dees, and USA Today has called him a macho Michael Jackson, a sophisticated prince, but actually he's the macho, sophisticated son of Motown Records chairman Berry Gordy. It's Rockwell. Somebody's watching me. This is number two.
Somebody's watching me.
That's Rockwell, and also a study in paranoia, and I'm sure that being number two instead of number one this week will not help his condition any. And easy, Rockwell. I'm sure there's a good chance you'll be number one some week. Look, easy. You did a great job on that song, but okay, easy, wait a minute. We'll both listen to the number one song together coming up, all right? Won't that... Paramedics...
Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
Oh, you are just in time for the number one song in all the land. Yes, it is the lady that has just blown everybody away, including Johnny Carson, with her multicolored hair. The number one song comes from Cyndi Lauper, and girls just want to have fun.
Where in the world can we go?
For the second week in a row, it's Cyndi Lauper and Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, don't lose it! Don't lose it!
Well, there you have it. It's the 40 hottest hits in all the land, according to Cashbox magazine. Ah, do I have a ball counting them down for you? Well, we hope you've had as much fun as we've had doing it for you. And be right here every time we count them down, because we have great prizes, great in-studio guests, and weird things that go on. The weekly Top 40 Countdown brought to you by our wonderful staff, including the producer, Ron Cutler, and Louise Palanca, the writer, Boy Paul Josephs, a man who's always there when you don't need him, Peter Perkins, Mark Schreiber, a man who's never there when you don't need him, Don Elliott, Jerry DeFrancesco, and Julie Dees. And that just about covers everything except for, yes, we know, Lena.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Rick.
Our wonderful secretary, Lena Wayback, and of course, Candy Plastique. Right, Candy?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what made me think I could handle it.
Nothing. Yes. What'd you say?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what made me think I could handle it.
This is Rick Dees. And don't forget, you can lead a horse to water, but why would you want to?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what made me think I could handle it.
Hey, baby, this is the Dog Man again. And the Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 has been brought to you in part by Fostex.
Aircheckdownloads.com.